History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi, and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today, our guest host is Grace Buckman.
I'm Grace Buckman, and today we're chatting with Michael McCarthy, who I actually just met last weekend in Sydney while I was visiting for a missions conference. And he was out doing some street evangelism with his team, and we got chatting, and it's just hearing all about what God is doing in your life. I thought, got to have you on History Maker. So very, very excited to have you here today, Mike, and hear more about your story.
Oh, thank you, Grace. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure.
First time I've ever done anything like this, so I'm quite excited about it because I guess I can tell people about the good things that God is doing out there on the streets. Really, really amazing things.
Yeah.
And I mean, for me, I'm 70 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no spring chicken. And I never actually thought that God was going to use me in this way. And up until about 4 months ago, I have never actually led anybody to the Lord. Quite amazing. So when you hear the statistics later, I guess it'll make that more of a salient point.
That all sounds good. Can you tell me, first of all, Mike, so where were you born and raised? Are you from Sydney originally, or what's your story there?
Okay. So born in Australia,
yeah,
in the state of Queensland.
Very nice.
City of Brisbane.
Very nice.
The suburb of Winner Manly. So 1953, I was a baby boomer, and my mum and dad both served in the military in World War II. And I guess that came with its own problems, that things get passed on. There wasn't all that post-stress syndrome and all the rest of it, and people treated kids a little bit differently. And I guess I can describe my childhood as being quite crushing, if I can say it that way. So I actually left home when I was 15 and never went back. Quite an interesting thing. And went out in the world and did that. And praise God, he picked me up when I was about 22 and I got saved. Filled me with his spirit. And that's like something like 45, 47 years ago. So a really, really long time.
Yeah.
But he did some wonderful things during that time. And I suppose just to say one highlight, went to South Korea in the early 80s, and there's a church there that has a million people as a congregation in Yeouido. It's Yeongi-cho's church, and we went up into the mountain there. They've got a prayer mountain. They've got caves there, and you go there and pray. Wonderful experience. Did an absolute fast, no water, no food. And, and not much happened for a long, long time, like 40 years, all up until 2023.
You said then you were quite young when you came to know Jesus. How did that all happen? Did you have a friend share the gospel with you, family member? Did you just have an encounter with the Lord?
This very young, angry man went out into the world and did just about everything that an angry young man does. And one day walked into a church, and I actually couldn't breathe. I had to get out. And this happened a number of times, but I, for some reason, and I know the reason, but I kept going back. And I got saved in a little church in Sherwood in Queensland. And from then on, my life changed very dramatically. I really, really dedicated myself to the Lord for about 7 years. And I went out to an altar call one day. A man said at the front, he said, "Anybody who wants to totally give their life to God." So I went out. He said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "It may cost you everything." I said, "It's okay. I want it." It actually did cost me everything. Anyway, I lost everything. My family, my work, my wealth, everything. But looking back on it, I wouldn't give a minute of it away, because God did something in my heart. He changed something in me that I could not do myself, that I didn't want to do myself. But he did it. And he prepared me, I believe, for this moment.
That's so awesome. And I love seeing that beautiful transformation work that God does in people's lives and just building them up, equipping them, giving the skills that they need to then bring you where you are today. And I know you said your whole walk, it's been 2023 that there's just been so much like incredible in the ways that you're seeing God move. And of course, like when I met you, I was just walking through Sydney, the streets on the way to buy a Bible, and you passed me a track about Jesus, and you said, Jesus loves you. And I said, yeah, I know. And you said, do you know he's coming back soon? Yeah, I know. And then we got chatting with your team, and it was just so encouraging to see people out on the streets just sharing the gospel. And I know that's been a really big part of your journey. So tell me about how did you get started in street evangelism? It's certainly not something that a lot of people are out there doing, but...
Well, it certainly wasn't something on my agenda either. My wife and daughter will tell you that I was probably the world's biggest introvert. Mm. And that means I'd just sit around, and if nobody talked to me, I wouldn't mind. My daughter and I started watching some YouTube videos on street evangelism, the David Lins, the Dorrie Loves, the Philip Blairs of this world. And we got interested in it. And I have a 15-year-old daughter. So we went out on the street and we started doing it. We went to Queen Victoria Building and we were hopeless. This was about May of this year. We started and we talked to people and people wondered what we were doing out there. Nothing had even happened. So we tried it a few times and nothing helped, nothing worked. And then we were watching David Lin one day on YouTube and he said, I'm coming to Sydney. So he did. He came to Sydney in June and we followed him around for 5 weeks to every one of his meetings all around Sydney. And I believe that lit a torch in me particularly. Yeah. We started after that in earnest, out on the street. I love it when you said you met our team. If I can explain our team, it's myself, my wife, one other person called Landy. This is our equipment. We have a plastic sign. We have a mobile phone to record the videos. And we have a $20 voice amplifier. Mm-hmm. That's it. And the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And That's all we have. But if I can just explain a little bit of what happens out there. We go out in the street and marvelous things happen. I've never been a preacher, but now I can preach the gospel in a way that I haven't ever been able to do. And it's powerful. The Holy Spirit works. People walk up and they stop and they stand there. Mm-hmm. And I just put the microphone down and walk over, share the gospel one-on-one with them. They give their life to Christ. No. It breaks my heart. It absolutely breaks my heart. And it happens so often. And it seems to be a ministry to young people.
Yeah.
14 years up to about 22. 95% of all the conversions have been in that age group. Yeah. And I think it might be something to do with me leaving home at 15 years of age. I really needed some support at that time, which I didn't get. So it's something that's on my heart, and I believe God has used that. And it's powerful. It's so powerful. So that's our team. We're out there. Yeah. We just go out and we just start preaching. People come. People get saved. And big groups of people, like 20 young men at one time, standing there hearing the gospel and all holding hands together and all giving their life to Christ. It's just beautiful. And that happens so often. It's a lot of one-on-one, but then it's twos and threes, girls, young men, boys. God is so good.
Mm.
So look, just to give you an idea on what's happened.
Yeah.
Really from about mid-August, so we're looking at 4 months till now, we've started a YouTube channel. And I call it Mike with the mic. So that's only a catchy thing, just so people remember. And, you know, we're there preaching sometimes and groups of boys come through and they say, g'day, Mike with the mic, you know, and they get all excited. And it's, you know, I'm no celebrity, trust me. I'm not looking for any of that, but it's so gratifying that they remember. But more importantly, they bring their friends and they say, look, we prayed with you last week. This is my best friend. Can you make him safe through God? Can you share Jesus with him? Oh, yeah, yes, I can. And then we pray, and somebody else is saved. It's absolutely wonderful. So 4 months ago, we had like on the YouTube channel, we had like 5-6 subscribers. This exponential growth to now we have 472 subscribers.
Yeah,
we have 420 videos, 40,000 views.
Wow.
This is the big one. In that time, 564 people have given their hearts to Christ. And I keep track of it for the glory of God.
Yeah.
And I've had a few criticisms on the comments. People say, Mike, why are you always in the picture? And I don't really want to be in the picture, but I want to remember the people who've given their hearts to Christ. Because there's so much happening so quickly. I want to be able to pray for people. And I don't want to forget. So, and a very powerful tool. Now I can't keep quiet. I get in the lift with people. I share Jesus with them.
Yeah.
I went on the light rail yesterday to Surrey Hills and I shared the gospel in the light rail. I came back to Town Hall and shared the gospel in the light rail again.
Yeah.
So that's just, I can't stop.
It's awesome.
It's wonderful. So, okay, so 564 people. But in the last 3 weeks, it's been really, really special. 3 weeks ago, we got 40 souls in one day. 40 souls people gave their life to Christ. And we thought, this is amazing. The following week, we thought that was like a daily record. We thought, this is incredible. Next week, 95 people in the whole week gave their hearts to Christ. Mm-hmm. And we thought, this is just going off the charts. The following week, which was last week, I had a sore throat. Mm-hmm. I didn't have Saturday, Monday or Tuesday off. In Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 4 days, 153 people.
Wow.
Gave their heart to Christ. And I thought, that is amazing. And I thought, that's an amazing number. And I looked in the Bible, if I remembered the number. And it was John 21:11, where Jesus said, throw your net over the side, Peter. They've been fishing all night. Throw it on the other side. 153 fish. And the net was not broken. I was so inspired. I thought, the net was not broken. They're not going anywhere. They're going to stay in the hand of Jesus. And the incredible part about that is we got to the Saturday afternoon. We had 133 up until the Friday. And we got 20 more to make the 153.
Wow.
So we're just about to tidy up. We had 16 people given their lives. I thought, that's a really good time. We're going to go home now. And five young men walked up. So I shared the gospel with them. And we're about to say the prayer. One of them, I always say to people, if you're not comfortable with this, don't go ahead. This is not an arm twister. Mm. Just because your mates do it doesn't mean you have to do it. And one man pulled out. Instead of five, which would have made it 154, one man pulled out. It was 153. So I don't know. I think it's God.
Yeah.
I think it's God saying, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah. And it's all planting seeds, so as well, right? Like even for that one young man, like if he's still all surrounded by his friends, like even seeing the transformation in their lives and just even few, like just being out there, being available and letting God use you. Like it's phenomenal. But sorry, you're going to keep saying
that. No, I believe that young man will be saved. He has the seed planted. He heard the gospel. He listened. For whatever reason, he decided not just now. So what I did, I put a YouTube video up that actually takes people right through the gospel and allows them to say the prayer. And it's for anybody who might not be just ready at that time but can still do it. So I don't believe anybody gets lost that we share the gospel with. So that's all good. So we're up to 126 at this point. Yeah. We're going out this afternoon praising God for what he's going to do. Tonight we're going to the Ivy Club, which is in George Street. Not to the club, but we're going outside the club and we're going to intercept people heading for Sin City, get some people saved, and the homeless in Martin Place is just around the corner, so we're going to make two visits. So that's all good.
That is so awesome, Mike.
Praise
just
God.
seeing people out there just being available to be used by God and sharing the gospel. And I think, exactly like you said, people are so hungry for it. And I love that it's like the harvest he's bringing in. It is the young people that he's raising up for this generation, for this time that we're living in. And it's, yeah, I just want to commend you in what you're doing as well, and even with your wife and Andy, was it as well, just what you guys are doing. It's not something that a lot of people want to do. It can be getting out of your comfort zone. It's hard. It's putting yourself out there on social media, on YouTube, out in the streets as well. And it's not easy, but all of that you're doing for the Lord, he's such a faithful rewarder of that, and just all of those seeds that are being sown. And it's, yeah, I love what you're doing. I love your heart for that. And I really hope we start to see more people in Sydney and Brisbane, every state across Australia, just really raising up, sharing the gospel and pointing people to Jesus in this time. For anyone as well who's interested in watching a lot of the YouTube videos, I mean, where are you around Sydney, but also where can people find more about you and your ministry on YouTube as well?
I guess the main thing is the YouTube channel, which is Mike with the mic 5. So it's M-I-K-E, all one word, M-I-K-E with the mic, M-I-C and a 5 on the end. So that's the anchor. So YouTube, Mike with the mic 5 / videos will take you straight to it. And that's wonderful, because that is such a powerful tool. As I said, people can actually hear the gospel on there. They can give their life to Christ, and they can share it with other people. And I always encourage people, whenever we're finished, I say, look, take this, share it with the people, as many as you can, because somebody will come up to you one day in heaven and they'll say, you shared that link with me. I heard the gospel. I gave my life to Christ. Thank you so much. Now I'm safe. Yeah, it's a really powerful tool. So I've just started a TikTok account, because a very young man came up to me and he gave his life to Christ. He said, look, you should be on TikTok. This is all about young people. And he said, look, I've got a TikTok account. I've got 1,500 people on it. If you start one, I'll link my account with yours. And I thought, okay, teach me about it. You know, it's just wonderful. Yeah. Ask an 11-year-old, they can tell you anything, or 12-year-old. So there you go. So I think there's such an urgency, Grace. I think I see things happening, you know, the conversions of things happening around the world, the wars and rumors of wars that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24, kingdom against kingdom, and all these things, famines and earthquakes, and you can just see the convergence. And, you know, I'm not so much a conspiracy theorist, but I can see things happening, and it's placed an urgency on my heart, and I think others should also have that urgency to see as many people as possible saved and safe. That's the thing, because we don't know what tomorrow brings.
Yeah, so good. So good, and so encouraging, just what you're doing. And I think, you know, as we hear people sharing the gospel and, like you said, all these souls getting saved, it makes us so excited for what God is doing, and just so thankful to be able to partner with him in this time as well, that he can use us as a vessel to go out, share the gospel, disciple people. And yeah, it's such a joy, and it's been such an honor meeting you as well. It was so lovely to get to meet you in Sydney and having you on History Makers today. And I'm sure we could stay here and chat, and I'd love to hear more about all of your stories. But for everyone listening, I would so encourage you just to check out what Mike's doing on YouTube and TikTok as well, when that's up and running. But all of the incredible stories and souls that he's seeing saved, it's such an exciting time to partner with that, and for us to all go out and do the same thing. So
can I say one last thing,
Grace, please,
if we're going to finish? Some beautiful things happen out there that are so encouraging. I was preaching the other day at town hall, and a little girl came up. She wouldn't have been 6 or 7 years old. She had a Hungry Jack's Coke with a big straw sticking out of the top. And she had her Asian grandparents behind her that didn't speak English. In perfect English, she said, "This is to thank you for telling us all about Jesus." Beautiful. Broke my heart again. Beautiful.
And one of those beautiful confirmations when you're on the right track, hey? God bless you and what you're doing, Mike. It's awesome, and it's so encouraging and inspiring for us all. So I reckon you're a history maker. You're certainly making history in the not only the streets of Sydney, but just that global reach that I know you're going to have around Australia and the world for all the things that you're doing. So God bless you in that ministry and what you're doing. And thanks everyone for tuning in to this episode of History Makers.
Thank you so much, Grace.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.